welcome to CDC ENS podcast series. I am Lara Martin from CDC Environmental and Social Responsibility team, and today we will discuss the challenges and opportunities behind environmental and social management systems, also called ESMS. Why discussing ESMSs today? ESMSs will allow companies to manage environmental and social risk and opportunities by integrating environmental and social standards into existing processes, also allocating the right resources. So, how to make all of this run smoothly? Get the employees and management to buy in, allocate the right resources, and decide which processes you should be implementing in your company. So, there are the challenges. In this episode, we interview once again Philippa Spence, senior partner at ERM. Here, Philippa took us through key learnings and inspiring discussions that came up during her ESMS sessions, which she delivered as part of CDC ENS London Workshop of 2017. Could you start by telling us a little bit about the main standards or regulations that are behind ESMSs?
With management systems, there's really two. The one is the ISO family. So these are the most widely known certification for management systems. But beyond that, and actually the most widely used in this context with financial institutions, private equity and their portfolio companies, it's performance standards, the IFC performance standards, specifically IFC performance standard 1.
Now, when looking at ESMSs, what good looks like in your view?
What good looks like is the starting point is actually that the management system reflects the issues and risks that are material to a business. It's picked those up. And then beyond that, it's actually got operational procedures or plans which actually help to address those particular risks, which reduce them to as low as possible. When that is the case, then I think, right, they've got it. But beyond that, it's important that it's very clear who's responsible for ensuring that those operational procedures are functioning. So accountability and responsibility is very clear. Beyond that, it's about having good monitoring. So does your management system cover all the risks, tell you who's accountable, and monitor to make sure that the risks are being managed continuously? Bottom line with management systems is things change. So it has to be responsive. And if it's just the same again and again and again, it won't be responsive and change to meet evolving needs. So when it's got all of those things, then I give it a gold star, 10 out of 10.
All right. So ESMSs are about having a process to identify risk and opportunities, knowing exactly who is responsible to act upon those, and then having a monitoring system in place where you can manage change and understand evolving needs and opportunities. Now, during the sessions, which were the most inspiring questions or discussions that were triggered by the audience?
What was great was when people brought up examples of where they had small companies, they invested in small companies that had nothing, no management systems. But by going through the journey of getting a management system in place, they had a lot of positive outcomes. Being able to manage risks that were of really significant concern, but people couldn't grapple with, didn't know how to deal with. And by putting a management system in place, doing it consistently and consistently well.
With regards to external support, so when a fund manager or investee need to hire someone or can develop an ESMS internally?
Okay, I would never advise that an external party do it solo and independently because it won't have any meaning within the organization. So what I always advise is that it's a partnership. So when to bring someone in, you can only do it completely on your own if you don't have environmental and social expertise, if it's a very simple and low risk business from an environmental and social perspective. If it's anything other than that, you should bring someone in to help advise and structure the development of a management system. But really try and do it as a partnership. So the company itself that's receiving the management system should be helping to create it. That means people understand what is expected. They have ownership over what they've created along with a consultant. And that makes a really big difference to how well it's used in the future.
Now let's try to visualize what is the value of having a mature environmental and social management system in place. So could you please give us a bit of a story that in your experience represents the value of it?
Probably a health and safety example is a good and easy one to grasp. One of the companies I've worked with, they had a health and safety, they had a management system which did a range of things, but it was strong enough to anticipate changing procedures posed a health and safety risk. And instead of learning the hard way by someone being injured, what the management system helped to actually work through the change in procedure, that it was an expansion in this instance, that the kind of risks and health and safety risks that posed, and then helped to think through the protections and to put in place to ensure that nobody was harmed or injured. It was a high hazard environment, so there was the chance that if they hadn't gone through that rigorous process, they would have actually had a situation of injury. But instead, they were able to proceed to the expanded process very seamlessly with no injuries at all. They made sure that they understood the risks, the people, new process was adjusted to reduce those as far as possible, that the PPE that was required to really look after people's well-being was used, and people were trained on how to do it safely. And for me, that's a great benefit of a management system. It helps you anticipate and avoid.
And now please give us your concluding remarks. Which are the key takeaways you want our investees and fund managers to take home about ESMSs?
Management systems can really reduce the amount of effort that management spend on issues that arise. If you get a management system right, the number of issues you have to deal with will be less. And when they do arise, they're the ones you need to genuinely worry about. Also, when issues do arise, a management system will help you deal with them. So, and the final piece is, a management system is all about people. It's not a piece of paper. It's not a process. It's got to be accepted by people. But equally, that's where its power lies. As soon as people buy into it, you will. It will allow you to really manage things well.
Okay, so an ESMS is not a piece of paper and it's about people, such as the company board and key stakeholders. This leads us to our next podcast, to be released later this month, where we will be discussing the role of the board on ESG matters. Thank you very much for listening to this CDC ENS podcast. In the meantime, if you'd like to find out more about the topics we discussed today or other ENS areas, you can visit our ESG Toolkit for Fund Managers on toolkit.cdcgroup.com.